The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 6, Scene 9. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. The mission of Cadence Theatre's Sightlines BLM is to, quote, enhance community intervisibility in ways that allow us to gain profound levels of perception and understanding of each other, building community through anti-racist practices and a focus on BIPOC artistic expression, unquote. In August, Cadence announced a series of short films and film performances commissioned of Black, Indigenous, and writers of color that take place in specific Richmond locations. The theaters now announce the five artists that have been selected to create short screenplays for the series. They are Brittany Fisher, D.L. Hopkins, Margaret Joyner, and the final two are our guests on Curtain Call today. So I'm chatting with Obadiah Parker, who is one of the commissioners of Sightlines Black Lives Matter. Obadiah, welcome to Curtain Call.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you and what kind of background do you have in writing or in theater?
So I'm a VCU student. I'm a senior right now. This is going to be my last semester.
In the theater department?
Yes, in the theater department. But I basically got into playwriting pretty late, I would say. You know, I started about like two years ago. You know, I just loved it. I love telling the story.
And I introduced you as a commissioner. Where does that title come from instead of just playwright or winner or whatever? Do you know?
From my knowledge, a commissioner, you are paid. You are your
work.
Oh,
it's a commission, as in commission, not like a commissioner. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Absolutely.
So give us a thumbnail version of what your project is. Is it a film? Is it a play? And what's the storyline?
It's a play. And it's called Enough. It's about a 25-year-old Black man, Flint, and he wants to be a preacher at his local church. Because of the color of his skin, and because the majority of the church is white, the elder, Mr. Willett, does not think that he is fit for that position. And so throughout the play, you see this external and internal conflict of Flint and how he deals with racial issues within the church, within his own community.
Was this inspired by an experience in your life, or is this just something you just came up with?
I dealt with that within the church that I go to. You know, George Floyd's death happens. You expect, you know, something, some response, at least a sermon or something about what is happening. But weeks go by where there is no response. There is no check-ins of how are you? Are you okay? You know, because I'm very involved. I serve when I can, when they ask of me, and I get asked to do the closing prayer. And during that, I chose to bring up George Floyd. I chose to bring up Black Lives Matter. You know, people came up to me expressing their concerns, expressing their opinions. And to be clear, you know, these were white people who had a problem with it. And it was basically them telling me how they felt. Instead of listening, it was people telling me what I should do and how I should feel, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. So what is next for Enough? Is it going to be produced?
Yeah, the next step is that they produce it. They're going to get the actors, get all the production equipment, however that's going to work.
And are you going to be in it, or are you just going to sit back and go, oh my God, they're ruining my words?
basically that part, yeah.
Obadiah, it's been great talking to you, and we will look forward to hearing more about this as it develops.
Thank you for having me.
Now let's meet Quito Morana, whose project is titled A Study of the Un-American Tourist. Welcome to Curtain Call.
Thank you.
So first, let me ask you this question. This is called Sightlines Black Lives Matter. I think from your last name, you are not actually Black. Is that correct?
I am in fact not, nor do I want to appropriate something that is specifically Black Lives Matter. So it puts you in a really nuanced position to be someone who is melanated, but not Black.
First of all, tell us your background.
Well, I am a trans non-binary playwright. The day job is that I actually work at an eating disorder treatment facility. My major in college was in English and psychology. And so getting to be around people and being able to tell stories and create healing through stories is basically what I do on the clock and off the clock, I guess.
Tell me about the project you devised for this project.
It comes from the space of someone who is alien to American culture and kind of being a tourist in terms of being someone who is American, but also not at the same time. I come from immigrants. I'm a first generation in this country. How you see American culture and American history oftentimes feels like something you are both an observer and a participant in. The work tries to capitalize on what in that, in the power dynamics associated with being someone who is not white. How do you reclaim power? How do you create power? And how do you create lightness in particular in something that is so cripplingly heavy in the way that systemic racism impacts every single facet of your life? As you were kind of mentioning before, how do you go about doing this respectfully when you are someone who is not Black?
Tell me, is there a little two-sentence plot that you can tell us, or a storyline, or what's it about?
It's about two tourists that are on an assignment to observe what is happening in Richmond in the midst of the racial reckoning that happens during the Black Lives Matter movement. And it takes place between two specific time periods, June and also early November around the election.
And these tourists are from where?
Though they're American, it also leaves open an interpretation to an alienness. As someone who is a first generation, you feel like you're a part of something and also not at the same time. So how can you create metaphors surrounding that in the work itself?
Do you envision this as a film or a play? And then what's the next step after this?
In terms of where this work will live, ideally, I do think it would have the best, most authentic reaction if it were able to live in a space with an audience. So live as a play.
Sometime later in 2021, in other words.
Ideally, yes. Fingers crossed.
So where do you see yourself as a playwright going with Sightlines and afterwards?
I would love to do something a little less introspectively intense. I really, really want to write a couple of one acts about, you know, the weird zany things that happened in 2020 that if it were any other year would have gotten like crazy press coverage, but kind of right. got swept under the rug in the midst of like the whole dumpster fire that was
2020.
Oh yeah. Like the monoliths. Absolutely crazy.
Right.
Things that were so out of this world in terms of how do we even handle this? And the answer was we didn't. And so giving a little bit of space towards those things would be really a bit of a like comedic reprieve from a lot of the like racially difficult introspective work.
Well, I look forward to hopefully we'll get a chance to see it one way or the other in the coming months. And thank you so much for Curtain Call.
Thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it.
For more information about Sightlines BLM, visit Cadence Theater's website. In a similar endeavor, the Richmond Theater Critics Circle has created AMP, which stands for Artsy's Mentorship Program. This is part of our organization's quest to increase diversity and inclusive representation. It's open to BIPOC college students in the Richmond area who are interested in learning the craft of arts criticism. Student mentees will gain experience and insight working one-on-one with our critics, which will include admittance to the productions, live or streamed, and the opportunity to have their work published in one of our local media outlets. And they will be paid. The reviews will also be published at artsies.org. AMP will start with the spring 2021 semester and is open to BIPOC students from any area college or university. It's also open to students of any discipline, not just theater or journalism, but a short writing sample is part of the application process. For an application or more information, visit artsies.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a look at the other playwright competition that was in town, the So Queer Festival. I'm Jerry Williams. Thanks for listening.